like weekly dose of fat.
Show number 21. We're like, the show's legal to drink now.
We're sitting in the airport here in Las Vegas after 4 days of beating our feet at the outdoor dirt demo and Interbike show floor.
Live from McCann Airport and Casino, it's Sven and Gomez!
Hey! There's gambling going on in the background, there's people waiting for airplanes, and there's fat bike talk in the air.
There's a baby about to nurse, and lots of Americans traveling across the world. But we're fresh from Interbike, and today we interviewed Gary Fisher about what he thought about fat biking. You're going to want to look at that video. He knocks it out of the park. It's so kick-ass. I practically peed myself.
Yeah, he nailed that one, eh?
Yeah, well, out of the park there.
So we've been doing lots of tons of videos at the Interbike. And basically we asked people three questions or told them three things to do. Tell us who you are and where you're from. What's the most important three things about your product? And tell us how people can get a hold of you. So, Gary, what three things did you think were most significant about fat bikes at the Interbike show?
Well, this is the kind of like, I saw the future 3 years ago. This is really what I thought Interbike would be like 3 years ago.
You had a crystal ball, eh?
Crystal balls. The big thing, my number one thing is that fat bikes were everywhere, and they were the apex predator of the jungle of Interbike.
Yeah, everybody really wanted to have a connection to Interbike, whether it's the seat was, or Interbike, fat bikes. Yeah, fat bikes at Interbike. They wanted to have a connection to them somehow, whether it was a product that really deserved to be fat bike or not. So,
my second thing are that prices are falling and becoming more, these bikes are becoming more reasonable.
Absolutely. You know, some of the companies that you traditionally associate with higher end, more expensive products have some very attractively priced fat bikes that are spec'd really well. I think the buying power of the bigger companies means they can, you know, put a higher end derailleur on or better brakes and still be at a price point that some of the smaller builders had to struggle to get enough buying power to meet some really good retail price points.
And I guess my third thing is dual suspension fat bikes, and specifically the 11.9 big hit bikes that we saw yesterday and today. Plus, they gave us peach-flavored moonshine.
Oh.
That was just like kissing my mama.
It made you go, habada, habada, habada.
Yeah, like Dane Bamage. So you can blame any kind of like stuff like that where my brain goes into neutral into peach moonshine.
I think that's fair. A little bit back to the video idea. The premise of the whole thing was that, you know, obviously video is something that you can consume in a short period of time. And what we tried to get all of the people we interviewed to do is give us just a little bit about their product and then, you know, go ahead and check out their websites, because they do a lot of work to get you the information you need on the internet these days. And I think they give you a good teaser, but really you're going to find out all you need to know on the website. If they didn't mention them in the video, we've got links at the bottom of each video for you to check out. So make sure you take a look.
And the real cool stuff, we're going to follow up with our usual fantastic all-star, you know, internet magazine kind of stuff. Right?
Right on.
We saw some cool stuff.
We did see some cool things. We've got a lot of stuff in the works, some people doing some really interesting trips, taking fat bikes to places polar bears don't even go.
Yeah, we saw a ton of tires. Tires that we had seen only pictures of, we actually got to hold in our hands. You know, a tire that I had heard legend of from our friends at Surly. The big fat Nard, the 5-inch Nard, was there in person.
Was there in person.
And the fabled Dirt Wizard 29 by 3-inch
That thing is really big.
It's cool too. It's aggressive.
Yeah, that would be, if I had a top three things I noticed at the show, one of them would be just the proliferation of tires and rims that are geared towards.
Is that one of your three?
It's one of my three.
By the way,
rims and tires go together.
By the way, Sven, what are your three?
Tires. Yeah, tires are everywhere. You can have a lot of choices in tires. And, you know, with Paneracer, Kenda, Schwalbe, you know, Maxxis.
Or do you say Schwalbe?
Or do you say Schwalbe? The Austrian guy says it's Schwalbe. With all those companies coming on board and being top-notch companies, there's going to be some really good choices out there. So that's kind of number one is tires.
Number one. Number two.
Number two, I really thought that that 20-inch school children's fat bike was really cool.
That was cool.
They've got both a 20 and a 24-inch, basically aimed at kids from 5 years old to eight on the 20-inch, and then from eight to middle school age on the 24-inch. And they have really low standover heights. They have short stems that you could always lengthen a little bit if you wanted to, and they have riser bars that you can reorient in the stem a little bit for changing heights of kids when they grow. So
I think that's from a company called Skool out of Germany.
Yeah, Axel, he was a good guy.
Axel, he was cool.
I think he hit a pretty good niche. He won a Eurobike award for the concept. So look for those in the United States coming down the pike. He's looking for a distributor. So give Axel a call if you want to sell kids fat bikes.
Is the next thing your top or is it your third?
It's my third, but I don't know what my third one is. I'm going to have to go along with you and say that the bikes like the 11.9 full suspension bikes, we already know about the Bucksaw, and even 907's working on a prototype of a full suspension bike. So, you know, it's not for everybody. It's not necessarily for snow or beach, but I'll tell you what, if you looked at the mountains around here and out at Buchleg Canyon, that place where we did the outdoor demo, you'd want a big hit, full suspension fat bike with all the traction those tires give. So
yeah, 11.9, I think, took it up a notch from the Bucksaw, though. They really have something close to that Phil Wood bike without it being, you know, like a monster truck. It's bordering on monster truckish.
Yeah, I know Lance, you know, we saw his prototypes last year. And I know he worked really hard, and he spent a ton of money getting this right. And I think he's done a good job of it. So look for those.
Plus, he gave us Peach Moonshine.
Yeah, that was the, you know, well, that's all you guys have to do. Peach Moonshine works for me.
The other thing that I learned is, you know, normally we work till about 3 on the floor, and then we dash back to the hotel to write and edit photos. Is we stuck around till after the show closed. The thing turns into a huge party at about 5 o'clock.
True that. I think about 80% of the booths had some level of libation going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a lot of business is done after the show closes, for sure. It's definite. And, you know, even walking through the casino after dinner late at night, there's people doing deals.
Yeah. Deals go down in Vegas, baby. That was the moonshine talking.
Well, it's kind of an abbreviated version of a show this week because we're just about to jump on a big old jet airplane and fly back to Milwaukee.
But yeah, dude, you've got to check out that Gary Fisher thing. It's going to be awesome.
I don't think we'll tell them when we're going to put it up.
Yeah, you just got to tune
in. You got to keep checking every 15 minutes and see if it's there.
We're going to have, you know, shit tons of content for a while.
Yeah, so. Probably we got about 40 videos. We're going to have a lot of stuff for people to check out over the next few weeks. So stay tuned to fatbike.com. We'll be back next week with an in-studio show.
Yeah, and as always, you know, our show is sponsored by Surly Bikes. Those cats are cool, and maybe we'll say this show is sponsored by, you know, Dr. Scholl's foot powder or something, because, oh my God.
My dogs are barking.
My feet hurt so bad.
Rightio, see y'all next week.
Adios, amigos.